This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're already into the third and final hour of this worldwide broadcast. Coming up, I'm going to get into some of the news we have not covered yet. Inmates released from Guantanamo tell tales of despair. Oh, yes. Supreme Court limits forced medication of some for trial. You read this article, then you read the ruling. It says that they can force drug you for trial, anyone. So, again, that's the doublespeak in the news. Oh, the Supreme Court's doing something good, giving you your liberty. Then you read the actual ruling. It destroys liberty. Hagan wants Clinton to head NATO. A so-called conservative wants Clinton to head NATO. And there's also calls for him to head the UN. Looks like that's a done deal. Senator Graham quiet about his role on Patriot Act, St. Petersburg Times. And Senator Bob Graham campaigned in Iowa last weekend. At least two Democratic activists complained that the USA Patriot Act threatened civil liberties. They asked what he planned to do about it. The Florida senator replied that he was unhappy with Attorney General John Ashcroft's implementation of the anti-terrorism law. But Graham neglected to mention an important fact. He co-wrote it. Controversial law puts Graham in a difficult spot. I'll get into that more. Zacharias Moussaoui seeks Congress appearance. The only man charged in connection with the September 11th attacks has asked to testify before the U.S. Congress. Zacharias Moussaoui claims that he and the suspected hijackers were under surveillance by the FBI before September 11th, and the U.S. intelligence agencies allowed the attacks to happen. This was the latest in a series of handwritten motions by Mr. Moussaoui to the judge overseeing the case. Yeah, the government ran the attacks. There were no one on board those aircraft, folks. So that's coming up. Also, riots rock Michigan. The National Guardsman called out. So they go into a third night this evening. Senator Hatch takes aim at illegal downloading, which basically could be any downloading of anything. They want the government tied into every computer to shut it down and destroy your computer. Actually says that. That's coming up. New York judge quits over terrorist remark. A woman there about parking tickets. She said, "You're a Muslim. Are you a terrorist?" CIA takes charge of frantic weapons of mass destruction search. They're now going to take over the cover-up there. We'll recap some of the lies. Turns out those mobile bioweapons labs, the government knew from day one, were hydrogen trucks to fill up surveillance dirigibles from the Iran-Iraq war. Our government has similar systems. It was even marked as a hydrogen truck. That got never covered by the media, covered up by our loving government. They're also saying it ready for invasion of Iran. It is all coming up in the next 55, 56 and a half minutes. The toll-free number to join us on air. We're going to take a lot of calls in this hour, and I'd love to hear from you on any of these issues I'm covering or issues I've covered in the last 2 hours. Another question is, what do you do about the police dealing drugs, framing innocent people, running hit teams, running prostitution, raping women? Court's ruling that police, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals did rule, have the article here, that police at a crime scene can deny you health care as you're shot or have parts of your body chopped off until you answer questions. They say, not only is there no Fourth Amendment or no Fifth Amendment, now you can be tortured by having health care denied. So it's all part of freedom as well. That's coming up. What do you think about all this? How do you address a system gone insane? And in case you missed it, the Justice Department in an official brief admits Patriot Act 1 and 2 are to be used against all criminal prosecutions of every type, state, local, and federal. Well, we told you the bills said that, but now it's out in the open after they denied it. So the toll-free number to join us on these issues and all other issues you'd like to discuss, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. I'm a wild man when it comes to freedom. I love God, I love my family, I love this country. And I'm not going to let a criminal society, a giant collective of crooks and thugs, set up their own petty empires locally and feed off us inside this larger criminal apparatus known as the New World Order. So 800-259-9231, your calls and a lot more coming up.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps potassium iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free, 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Rodney, Steve, Carmen, and others, your calls are coming up here in just about 5-10 minutes that I'm going to get into all the other news we have not covered yet on Patriot Act 2, on what they want to do to your computers, on how riots are rocking Michigan town for two nights straight. They called out the National Guard, more on Roe v. Wade. It's all coming up in this hour. And the bottom of the hour, in about 22, 23 minutes, I've got a particularly important warning for all the listeners and some key analysis on the New World Order plan. So please stay with us for the duration of this hour, this third and final hour. For the next 5-10 minutes, I want to bring Jack Brownrigg up. He hasn't been on for a couple months with us, from Midas Resources, to talk about gold. It's been hitting 380 and then going back down to 360, but if you look at the trend, gold is going straight up, so are gold stocks. George Soros said he's dumping dollars to buy gold. The EU is partially gold-backed. Everybody's jumping over to that. And to talk about some of this financial news is Jack Brownrigg. Jack, good to have you in studio with us, in Studio A, up there in Minnesota, there at the network headquarters.
Alex, thanks a lot for having me on. And you're right, it's been a while since I've been on. And one of the reasons I'm on today, and I'm really and truly excited being on with you today, Alex, is I've got something to offer that I'm only able to offer on the Alex Jones Show to Alex Jones listeners on our Alex line, which is 888-294-6187. You and I talked a little bit off air an hour or so ago, Alex, about the $10 Olympic gold coins, the commemorative gold coin, the $10 eagle, half ounce of gold, the only commemorative coin minted, only $10 commemorative coin ever minted. This has got a coin with an extremely small mintage. In proof condition, which is what most of them are, there were only 381,000 of those ever minted. In business strike, or BU, there were less than 76,000 of them minted. This is a coin that is, you know, I'm not going to say rare, Alex, but it's a coin that it's tough for us to get. My brokers are screaming at me all the time. We need Olies to sell. We need them to sell. I don't have them. I don't have them. I don't have them.
Well, Jack, in the three times I bought gold from you, I was always wanting those. You could never get them.
That's a very true fact, Alex. You've got some of the $5 commemoratives, which are very nice coin, and I can still offer those. But, Alex, listeners, today, $10 Olympic gold coins. I've got about 250 of them committed to me. I think we can sell them all today. You know what? Alex, let's sell 500 of them today and put me to work because I'll find the others somewhere. And beyond that, folks, this coin, when it was minted in 1984, when the U.S. Mint sold the coin to the public, the coin was sold, as originally sold, at $352. That's what the U.S. Mint charged for it. We're fully 10 to 15% below that price. This is an outstanding buy, folks. Outstanding.
So you get a semi-numismatic with some collector value.
A lot of collector value, Alex.
In a half ounce, which half ounces and quarter ounces are hard to get.
Yes, they are. And this, especially this, the $10 Olympic coin is just truly a tough coin to find. It's tough to find in any quantities.
All right, you've got 250 of them, Jack.
I got 250, Alex, and the only place these are going to be offered today, folks, write this number down, 888-294-6187. That's the Alex Jones line. When it rings to one of my brokers,
they know what the offer is on a computer screen.
Yes, they do. And it's going to say Alex Jones on their phone. So, you know, listeners of Alex Jones are availed this opportunity. Nobody else. It's not on my price sheet. I'm not going on any other shows. I'm offering this to your listeners, Alex.
All right, that toll-free number.
888-294-6187. I got 250, and I'll find more, but I've got 250 $10 Olympic gold coins, some in proof, some in business strike, all, you know, in the original package from the mint. Nobody's ever touched them with a finger. For less money, a lot less money, then the mint sold them in 1984. They came out at $352 back
then. And that's
then,
with gold being up.
Yes.
So
here's the other thing, Alex, what you were saying beforehand. And I love it when you intro me, Alex, because you cover everything that I need to say. Gold is not just trending up. Gold is shooting up. Yes, it's nothing goes straight up. But you look at gold a year ago, and look at gold today.
If you look at the graph over the last 2 years, it's what gone from 200 and something an ounce to 380 something an ounce, and is staying in the mid 350s, 360s.
That's absolutely right, Alex. That's absolutely right. Your base, if you will, your base right now is $80 to $90 higher than it was less than a year ago, and it's getting stronger. You look at XAU, you know, the gold exchange in Philadelphia. That was, oh.
And this is despite, Jack, the Federal Reserve has been sued and has been caught manipulating, trying to hold down gold prices so that the big banks could buy up all the gold mining systems to try to create an oligopoly like De Beers has done with diamonds.
Alex, that's more than a whole other show, but you're absolutely right. This has been tried. The controlling interests of the paper assets are doing everything they can to hold gold prices down. They cannot be held down forever, and they are moving up. They're moving up on a rather astounding level. If you, as like you said, look at those graphs. Anybody that's got a computer can look at the graph and, you know, pull up a chart, or you talk to your paper asset guy and he doesn't want to talk to you about gold. The reason he doesn't want to talk to you about gold is, you know...
Well, I know this. Gold could go down or gold could go up, but it's always going to have value.
There's the whole thing, Alex.
And many of the 401Ks are down by 80%. On average, it's, what, about 65% they're down.
That's right.
And the stock market goes up and down, but you look at the three-year trend, it's going straight down. There's a few spikes up, but the next time it drops even further down. It's a smart move. What's that number again, Jack?
The number is 888-294-6187. That's the Alex Jones line. You're going to be talking to one of my brokers at Midas Resources. You'll tell them you need those $10 coins that are offered only on Alex's show.
And you could get off a plane in Japan or Russia or Latin America with thousands of dollars of gold coins in your wallet, unobtrusive, and that stuff will be traded and accepted anywhere on the planet. If you fell out of a helicopter in the midst of a bunch of pygmies, they would understand the value of that gold. They wouldn't understand the value of $100 bills.
That's right. Three words here, Alex. Liquid, private, portable. Three words. It's liquid, it's private, it's portable.
Well, I bought some gold myself, and I checked around. You know, I looked for months, and then I decided that for the price and for the privacy, Midas is on the low end. You can find a lot of people that are more, some that are lower, but not much. And Midas is the founding company of Genesis. We tell you that up front. They have pumped, now let's just be honest, millions of dollars into the network and made it the success it is. So you do a lot of things at once. You protect your assets, support the broadcast, and you get a good deal. That number one more time, Jack.
That number one more time is 888-294-6187. $10 Olympic gold coins for Alex Jones listeners.
That number slowly, Jack.
888-294-6187.
And folks, this is not a gimmick. This is the amount of coin he's got. This is the price. It's set at the price now, whether it goes up or down. You're getting a good deal. And all the time when we do these offers, when it's 250 coins or 300, they run out within hours. And
Alex,
so if you call tomorrow, these will probably be gone.
You
call
know for a
right
fact,
now.
You know for a fact that happens. We run out and we can't deliver. So, I mean, we can't deliver what we offered on the coins. We have to tell them that, you know, that's sold out.
Yeah, so they will tell you. They have in the computer how many are left when they do a trade or a deal. It's in the computer how many are left. And when they're gone, they'll tell you no. In fact, I've called on offers we've done before, wanting to buy that gold myself the next day because I get so busy. And Jack says, sorry, Alex, they're gone. You want something else?
That's true. That is absolutely true, Alex.
All right, Jack, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's true. It happens a lot. But it's like that everywhere. I mean, people are just snatching the actual gold coin up.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Jack.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Alex.
It. God bless you. All right, we're going to break. When we come back, I promise we're going to go straight to all the callers that are holding. So we'll go to Rodney and Steve and Carmen, everybody else directly after this quick break, and then I've got a special announcement about the police state and a warning to everybody at the bottom of the hour in about 15 minutes. And I've got a bunch of other news about the police state and how Senator Hatch, who is just a horrible creature, like Chucky Schumer on steroids, but they call him a conservative. We've got this creature in there. He wants the feds hooked into all your computers. Yes, openly, publicly. And the same system wants to be hooked up to all your TVs, radios, everything. It's just wait till you hear about it. It's out of control. Also, the Zacharias Moussaoui case. He says the government is basically behind the attacks. No kidding, folks. No kidding. And that's the facts on that. That is coming up as well. And the riots rocking Michigan town for second night straight, going into the third night here in a few hours. They got the National Guard out. And we'll be first going to your calls. But I do hope that everybody goes to InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com and reads the long train of abuses, the corruption, the evil that this illegitimate government and its allied crime syndicates are engaging in. Government has become rotten. We've got to fix it. We can't accept it. It's not just going to stay stationary at the point it's at. It doesn't stay like that in stasis. Either corruption gets better or it gets worse, and we're going in the worst column. Things are rapidly plunging into tyranny never before seen across between 1984, Soviet Russia, and Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. We'll come back and take your calls and then get into more news. And I've got a special announcement Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. This is the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populist assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
I got a star on my car. All right, folks, Alex Jones back live, about to go straight to your calls, and I got all the news you haven't gotten to coming up, and a recap of some of the top stories as well. Before I go to Rodney and Steve and Carmen and Bob and Elaine and others, and I know Elaine's on a cell phone, so we'll go to her a little bit earlier. I'm getting calls here at my office asking what that number is on the gold coins. It's, I'm going to say this one more time, folks, 888-294-6187. 888-294-6187. All right, let's go ahead and go to Rodney in Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
How you doing there, Alex?
Pretty good, my friend.
I mean, some of the stuff that's happening with these court rulings are really, really, really scary.
They can take your land. They can torture you. They can grab citizens under Patriot Act for any crime. They can secretly execute you. On, they can forcibly drug you. On and on and on and on.
I just don't see any difference between this and you know, the Adolf Hitler.
The only difference is they don't have enough cops that are willing to carry it out, and all the judges aren't corrupt, and there's too many activists blowing the whistle.
I mean, this ruling from the Ninth Circuit, I'd be interested to see what the actual comments were from the judges.
Well, I've got the article here. It happened last week, and they said that the officer just can't use it in court, but they can deny medical care when you've been shot or hurt and ask questions. I mean, that's what they said.
And there wouldn't be any kind of repercussions to the officer.
No, you can have your arm cut off, bleeding to death, and they can stand over you saying, answer my questions or I won't call the ambulance.
And if the person is delirious or oh, no, no, this, I just, I don't, you
well,
know,
imagine where it goes from here.
That's what I'm afraid to. I'm imagining right now, and it's scary. It really
well, Ashcroft's Justice Department finally said on Monday, got the Washington Times article, they said, yep, we're going to use Patriot Act 1 and 2 for every crime and every criminal investigation, not just terror.
Now, I had a question about this Patriot Act 2. It's kind of a hypothetical. If, in fact, the Patriot Act 2 was passed, wouldn't we basically be under martial law?
We were under martial law, according to the Washington Times constitutional scholar, 4 days after 9/11 when Bush activated the 500 provisions. They're already implementing Patriot Act 2 before its passage piecemeal. Okay, secret execution of citizens, that's in there. They're already getting court rulings on that. So
right.
We're under martial law, sir. It's what increment will they get away with implementing?
Yeah, see, the reason why I asked this is because I had a discussion with some of my office associates this morning. Basically, we believe that Bush doesn't intend to have another election here.
The dictatorship isn't by Bush or Clinton or any of them. They're just front men.
Right.
The dictatorship
right.
is here. It's called the military-industrial complex. You've got to recognize that. Thanks for the call.
All right.
What they do is they empower world government, Rodney, and they move on to be heads of NATO, heads of the UN, which Clinton's about to do. That's coming up. But great points. Thanks for the call, Rodney. Steve in Delaware. You're on the air, Steve.
Yeah, you made the statement that the aircraft on 9/11, no one was in them?
Yes, the preponderance of evidence shows that conclusively. Nine of the 19 hijackers are still alive.
So there were passengers on board.
We don't know that either, sir.
Well, I was going to say, now let's just say that there's only 100 people on each plane.
It was actually all at precisely 20% occupancy. The AP did a study of it and found that almost all other planes in that region were at 95 to 98% capacity. But magically, the four computers malfunctioned in two different airlines, and only 20% were allowed to be seated.
Okay, well, let's just say that there was only 20% then. Let's say there's only 20 people on each aircraft, okay?
Yes.
Okay, you're still talking 60 memorial services that people were fooled at?
Well, sir, I'm going to give you the facts. Nine of the 19 hijackers are still alive.
I don't care about them.
Let me give you the details here, and I'll hold you over if need be. The FBI paid for most of their cars, their houses, everything. They were trained at U.S. military bases, Defense Language School, Monterey, California. The flying school there at Pensacola Naval Air Station, that's MSNBC, Associated Press. I have talked to people in and out of government. I've talked to Stanley Hilton, the lawyer, who's suing the government for involvement. He's deposed them. The evidence is clear. There weren't even people on board those aircraft. They were CIA assets simply to be seen at the scenes of the crime. The aircraft banked, the two that hit the towers. One of them, it pulled 7 G's.
I saw it, yes.
This is what pilots have said. The fly-by-wire system cannot allow that. Are you beginning to understand? There was a press conference held by hundreds of former U.S. military officers in Portugal last year, a 30-plus hour press conference where they talked until collapse, saying there is no way that even fighter ace pilots with thousands of hours in commercial liners that pull the maneuvers. Only fly-by-wire could achieve it. Stay there. We'll discuss it on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm on the phone with Marilyn from Calvera, who's going to explain a little bit about this new diet. Marilyn, tell us about it.
Well, it's a collagen protein supplement. It has collagen, aloe vera, and glycerin.
888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Elaine, Carmen, Bob, you guys will be the last callers after Steve, as I've got to get into some of the news and the warning to everyone about the New World Order tactics and their program of enslavement. But continuing, Steve, in Delaware, the reason I said they were remote control is we know these technologies are there. We know the planes pulled G's they couldn't pull with pilots with the standard fly-by-wire programs and overrides. We also know that the government was running a, quote, CIA drill that morning from a nearby airbase.
Okay.
Let me finish. This has been in the Associated Press. Of flying hijacked jet airliners into buildings in a, quote, drill. That's how they ordered NORAD to stand down and say it was a drill. We know the White House, right when the transponders got turned off, was already on the phone with NORAD, CIA, and the airports, FAA, telling them to stand down. That's now come out. Let me continue. Then we have the Northwoods plan. The official U.S. government plan, where they call for remote controlling jetliners, they said preferably full of young Americans, because Americans get madder when young people die, to blame it on foreign enemies. You add all that together, a bunch of the hijackers still alive, the others having their houses and cars paid for by the government. You add passports fluttering down out of the sky at the World Trade Center crash and at the Pennsylvania crash, unseared passports with their names falling down out of the sky. You add all this together, they say it was hijackers with no evidence. I say they remote control them with massive evidence. There you go.
And all the people that went to the memorial services that knew the people who are no longer here are being paid off?
Well, wait a minute. They don't have to be part of this of the system. No, I mean, they load family on board. They remote control the planes, turn the systems off, and got a flying coffin. That's how that works.
So none of the flight attendants and the pilots, I mean, were on board?
Well, under national security, all of those tapes have been seized and none of those have been released.
Well, I'm talking about, I mean, the funeral services? All the people?
No, I didn't say there weren't people on board the aircraft.
I'm talking about the pilots.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You're not listening to me.
Flight crews, I mean, their funeral services, I mean, all of their...
Yes, the government remote control the aircraft in. If you didn't hear all the evidence, I just stated there's about 500 other pieces.
I'd like to know, like I said, you know, how did they buy off all of the people who went to the memorial services?
How do people know? They have family on board, the plane gets remote controlled into a building, they don't know.
So the pilots and the flight crews' families were all on board?
Yes, the evidence shows the planes were shut down. The communications have been seized under national security. You didn't know that?
Yes, I knew that. I know.
Well, let me add something. I'm the guy who calls up firefighters who are in the newspaper saying bombs were going off and the fires were out, and the firefighter tells me, I've been told not to talk, I'm afraid. Firefighter engineering says that bombs clearly had to go off, that there's a cover-up. Building 7 imploded in 3.3 seconds, faster than it could physically fall. No plane hit it. You start adding all these pieces together, the evidence shows they were remote controlled. It is impossible for four hijackers to do what they did, number one. Number two, nine of them are still alive. Number three, the CIA was running a drill that morning of carrying out these plans. Number four, we have an official U.S. government plan called Northwoods, where they call for remote controlling jets full of passengers into the ground. We have a confession. We have an official plan, sir.
You have a confession that's been admitted into court?
Yes. It's called Operation Northwoods on Infowars.com, ABC News, Baltimore Sun. a U.S. government plan to kill young people. They said a plane load full of kids would be preferable to remote control it into the ground, to blame it on foreign enemies.
Well, we'll be talking again. Good day, sir.
All right, appreciate the call. The reason I start ranting and raving is because I'm in a hurry here. Yeah, I got the facts, folks. Bottom line. Oh, and the victims' families have been told to shut up or they don't get the payoffs. Oh, and by the way, the globalists are managing that right into the ground. They try to declare under national security the interviews with the families before Congress. Wonder why they're trying to make that secret. Why are they making the audio tapes of the firemen secret? They said all their radios malfunctioned. That wasn't true. They've seized those under national security. Start putting the pieces together. Those planes couldn't have physically done that. A bunch of the hijackers are still alive. And now Zacharias Moussaoui is saying the same thing. Let's go ahead and talk to Elaine in Texas. I got to go quick here. Elaine, go ahead.
I didn't realize what you were saying about the Supreme Court thing. I read the Austin Statesman yesterday, and I have it here. And it's saying, and it's got a Washington Post byline there, it's saying by a 6-3 vote, the court ruled that lower federal courts had mistakenly authorized prosecutors to require St. Louis Dennis Charcel to take medications. But then later on in the article, it's saying that Breyer says involuntary medication must significantly further an important government objective and must substantially likely render the defendant competent and substantially unlikely to produce side effects. Now, this is like two different things it's saying here.
Ma'am, that's what I said.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, ma'am, let me explain this. They will say campaign finance reform gets dirty money out of politics.
Right.
It's a good thing. You read the law, it says it doubles the amount of money of soft cash contributions from corporations. The dirtiest type of money, it doubles. Then it won't allow you to give money, your organization to give money, and it won't allow me to interview, say, Larry Pratt 60 days before an election. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So is it reform? Is it good reform? No. They passed a law to make your medical records public 2 years ago. The news said it was a privacy law. Okay?
Okay.
The ruling says, oh, we love you. We care about your rights. Some of the lower courts aren't perfect, but you can forcibly drug whoever you want. So, exactly, as I said, here's the Washington Times headline. High Court okays forcible medication for defendants. Then you read the Washington Post headline, and I'm trying to dig it out right now, and it says that court limits forced drugging. Well, no, it doesn't. It just says, if there isn't a substantial risk the drugs won't kill you, they can.
Well, the whole article reads as if they're not going to do it. And I didn't even catch it until you said this. I went back and got the article, and it's like, crap, it's right there.
Yeah, it's, ma'am, it's doublespeak.
It sure is.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And now I've lost my list of callers here. Carmen, Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Good to talk to you.
What I think is, to sum it up, I think it's just basically tyranny at the worst level you could possibly imagine. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, I don't know if you agree, but I think we're at least a 9, you know, close to a 10.
Well, I mean, with the setup of the infrastructure, we're at about a 9. According to old systems of tyranny, we're way past a 9. You know, you have to create a whole new graph of increased levels. But on implementation, we're only at about a 6. I wrote an article on a scale of 1 to 10 about 4 years ago. I said we were at a 3.5. And now we're at about a 6, brother. And after the next big terror attack, we're going to go to an 8.
Let me ask you, I'll just make a suggestion. Why don't you and John Stadtmiller, why don't we get together, set a date, you know, pick a date in the next couple of months, whenever you have the time. I know you're very busy and so is John, but, I mean, let's just go to Washington. Let's get as many patriots as we possibly can, go to Washington with a redress of grievances and just shut Washington down and say, look, you guys have to stop doing this. You're way off the Constitution. You know, I mean, to me, the Constitution is gone. You know, I mean, and we have to make a voice I mean, what you're doing with the tapes and everything, that's admirable, and that's fantastic, and information is the key. But, I mean, we have to have a show that they can't just do this anymore. I mean, they're basically trashing everything that the founding fathers, you know, held true to their hearts.
All right, let me break this down for you. This is a perfect time, Carmen, to talk about this. And I appreciate your call. Let me comment on it now. And I'll take a few final calls, and that's it. I've got to cover news. My warning, my announcement to you is this, and perhaps if it's somewhat coherent, we can make a text of this and post it on InfoWars.com. I intend to write up a warning for people and post it on InfoWars.com, but I just never seem to have time to do this. The government tomorrow, if they have the corrupt personnel they need that have the will to carry it out, and if it's in their time frame, can have an informant or a police officer claim that they heard me talking about bombs, which of course is totally untrue and false. A informant tomorrow could say they saw you dealing drugs, and you could serve 20 to 90 years in prison. The informant can even be caught planting drugs on you, and the courts will still rule that you stay in jail. So my point is, we have a corrupt government now who sees it as an us-against-them mentality. They enjoy feeding on us. They're training the government and their minions. The Christians, gun owners, conservatives are all enemies of the government. And I hear everybody calling into the show saying, you know, we got to take physical action. We got to do this now. We got to stand up and fight. Folks, the government has to blow up its own stuff to blame it on us. To get its minions to get in a beehive, stirred-up mentality. They have to carry out terror against their own institutions, their own abortion clinics, their own government buildings, to blame it on the good people of America as a pretext. They have to hire provocateurs to beat up cops and burn trash cans at rallies, to then blame it on the 10,000, 50,000, 100,000 peaceful protesters so the riot police can then attack them. They use violence to silence political opposition. They use violence in Israel. Israel founded Hamas. That is admitted. United Press International, Haaretz newspaper, you know, all these publications, is admitted fact. They found Hamas. They grab young Palestinians. They torture them. They release them. They give them bombs, machine guns. They say, we want you to go out and plant a bomb here on this date, and you'll be well paid. And they do it. And they've been caught doing it. Then the average Palestinian gets sucked into bombing and killing and copycatting and blowing up themselves, and that gives Israel the pretext to helicopter gunship crowds of refugees at their markets, to rape and kill women, to broadcast pornography over Palestinian TV, to do all the things that the corrupt Israeli government does. Okay? So it's the same thing there, it's the same thing here, and let's say we had a peaceful march on Washington. I've had the leaders of the farm demonstrations on this show. They would drive their tractors into D.C. peaceably, driving down the road. Police, this was all on tape in the 70s, would climb up and beat them in the head with billy clubs, would beat their children, would spray them with mace, attacked them. They are so afraid of good, decent Americans. Let's say we had 100,000 patriots in D.C., saying, we know you carried out 911, we know you're the terrorist. I guarantee you that the globalists would blow up a truck bomb or something. I guarantee you they would pull something like that. They would have one of their little mind control victims, guarantee would have just gotten out of a federal mental institution, would show up saying, I'm a patriot, and start shooting a gun into the crowd. Where the power's at and where they don't have power is at the county and the city and the school board level. You can take over peaceably in a three-piece suit with the documents at your local level. But you have to become leaders. And obviously, defensively, defend your family. You have every right to do that. But that's down the road. We have to, and we're trying to stop the secret arrest of citizens. We're trying to expose Patriot Act 2. And we've done such a good job of that now, they're having to admit it's for citizens. They're having to admit it's for all crime. They're having to admit that they're a pack of liars. So my warning to you is this. I mean, I have prominent people on this show. The heads of prominent gun organizations, the prominent lawmen, prominent writers, and they talk about, yeah, you know, it's time for revolution, it's time for things to get physical. And I say no to that. That is exactly what the globalists want. That's exactly what they need. They've tried to provocateur it. Let me tell you, folks, I've been trying to build a veteran a new house, Joe Campana, and they were going to tear down his house. And it's black people, white people, American flags flying, local building supply companies get involved and donating materials, and undercover cops show up and try to talk about blowing stuff up, trying to frame me. This is 5 years ago. They're criminals. I've been at rallies against the Fortune 500 and seen cops dressed up like the anarchists trying to cause riots, and I've exposed them. They've had to back off. And all the time, militia people, they get involved, they're in a pro-land rights group, they go, oh, join this militia, they join it, it's run by a Fed. The Fed gets them to talk about, yeah, we ought to do something, yeah, we could stand up against them. And all they got to get you to do is to agree to that, and you're going to be in the paper as a terrorist who planned to blow everything up. So stop it. And I'm not talking about the last caller, he just said a march on Washington. A peaceful march on Washington by patriots would be met with billy clubs, pepper spray, and rubber bullets, if you're lucky. They would love to have the patriots in one spot. They'd love to pull something like that. You know what we're getting the job done? When I go on syndicated shows, when I go on local talk shows, when I point people to the Northwoods document, where the government admits they're illegitimate and admits they're a bunch of terrorists, their own plan. That's where we're having an effect. That's where we have power. So, it is a setup in the culture to go around parroting all of this talk of violent overthrow of the government. Because when you get involved in that, you are later going to have an enemy combatant designation put on you, and you're going to be arrested and disappear. Now, they can still do it without you even saying it. But there's too many of us, and we're too widespread, and we're too legitimate now. And too many police and firemen and military are joining us and speaking out. Okay? So we've got to be on the record not being entrapped into spouting off over a few beers at the militia compound by your federal leader, who is the terrorist. What you do is when they do that, you report them. You reach in their pocket and grab their wallet out. You're going to find a badge in there. You have a rally or a protest. You better have 4 video cameras. They're now arresting pro-lifers at city squares. The cops beat them up. And then grab all the video cameras and one person escapes. So the cops, you know, may have to drop the charges. They're criminals, folks. They've been practicing criminal frame-ups and entrapment so long, they think it's normal. It's like organized crime. You know, the Italian mob, they all live together, they all eat together, they all vacation together, they lift weights together, they go fishing together. They think it's normal. Well, it's not normal. And we're going to win this fight by exposing that they're a bunch of lying, drug-dealing terrorists. They are the terrorists. They are so afraid of our info war, we're going to win it, regardless of what they do.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
How many of you listening would give someone $100 for a $10 bill? Listen up, folks. If you're taking vitamins in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. You see, according to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are just 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, you're literally flushing $90 down the toilet. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, and if you want to start absorbing the nutrients that you swallow, you need to take Sea Silver. Not only does it contain every vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and enzyme known to man, but because it's in an organic liquid form, it offers a 98% absorption. And what that means is your body gets to keep the nutrients that you swallow. Try delicious-tasting Sea Silver today. You'll feel a difference in 2 weeks or your money back. Call 1-888-887-2063. 1-888-887-2063. Isn't it time you stopped flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-888-887-2063.
Recapping what I was saying in the last segment, the government likes to claim that people that love freedom are violent. They go around, they try to get people to say stupid things, so they can then basically frame them. And what you need to do is, you need to get involved in the political process. You need to be focused. You need to understand this is a war for the hearts and minds of the people. That the pen, the video camera, is mightier than the sword. You need to realize this and get out of the nest of COINTELPRO corruption. And I have a declaration right here on the air that I am nonviolent in any offensive capacity, that I will defend my family, though, under the U.S. Constitution, and Bill of Rights, from enemies foreign and domestic. That I am nonviolent offensively, that I have no wish to commit suicide, and I will never commit suicide, because they like to kill you and say you committed suicide. I will say on the record that this government is illegitimate and is carrying out terror attacks to blame it on their enemies. And I give the Northwoods Plan and 100 other documents as the evidence to that on InfoWars.com. This is my declaration of re-independence against their corruption. So I don't want people calling my show, sitting there in a macho fashion, talking, and a lot of them are provocateurs, about how they're going to do all this stuff physically. Just go back and take your federal paycheck and stay away from my show. Bottom line. You understand? I'm not going to be stupid and fall into their trap. They're going to do something to me, it's going to be a total frame-up. Bottom line. And we're on the march, and we're in a fight for this country. And I'm not afraid. I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to be resisting these people. I'm honored to be freeing hearts and minds out there. Bob in New York, go ahead. You're on the air, Bob.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Pretty good. Go ahead.
Good response to the last caller.
Well, I'm not talking about him. I understand what he's saying. A rally, a protest is good. But I'm saying even something peaceable like that, they will provocateur.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm the Freudian slip guy. I caught another one. Remember General Wesley Clark?
Yes.
Okay, he was on Meet the Press with Tim Russert this weekend.
Yeah, former head of NATO.
Okay, when Russert was pressing him about his removal, being handed his hat and coat and saying, thank you, have a nice day, he alluded to the fact that there was no communications and how the State Department and the White House and the Pentagon weren't really in line, and he couldn't get a decent answer out of anyone.
On what subject?
But then his removal.
Okay, go ahead real quick.
The Freudian slip was that he said that the Pentagon responded that they were seeking funds, and that was very important, and that they had two other major engagements, okay, major engagements to plan.
Now, well, yeah, that was all these invasions. I got to let you go, man.
Thanks, Al.
I really, yeah, and I'm sorry to other callers. I don't have time to get to you. The news we couldn't cover is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Be up front. Thank you for the call. We'll let him go now.
Yep.
Appreciate it. That we're going to be up front, that we're going to be mainstream, that we're going to stand against the globalists with the facts that they're terrorists. We're not going to hide around in the backwoods and hang around with the moron feds. We're going to stand up, be strong, be bold, and expose the terrorist. Before I end this hour, I just want to remind you that there are some $10 Olympic gold coins left at Midas Resources. Need to call while they are still available at 1-888-294-6187. That's 888-294-6187. Take action. Get private portable. And get the coins, folks. 888-294-6187. They won't be there for long. $10 Olympic gold coins. Great deal. 888-294-6187. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. And get my documentary films. Get them and make copies. And expose the terrorists. Expose the enemy combatants. Expose the provocateurs. The people running this government. They are the terrorists. They blow up the buildings. God bless you all.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier. Is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer.